Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The big news regarding South Florida sports today was that head coach Katie Meyer announced her retirement after 19 seasons as the head coach of the Canes women's basketball team. But she's not leaving the U. She'll still coach, just not on the court. She'll be mentoring and
She'll be advising. Lending a helping hand to the program.
That's awesome.
Absolutely love her. She has been such a great guest on this show. I don't expect that that'll end. She's been such a great guest. And like you said in the 2 o'clock hour, I mean, so many players have funneled into the WNBA playing through the Miami Hurricanes program that it's a testament to her. And the university, because she mentioned it in her farewell statement about, you know, being there for 19 seasons and what a commitment that is by the athletic program to the women's basketball program, by having that continuity. And it's really a fantastic tenure by her.
And it's a testament that she's staying around, because she always talks about how much she enjoys, like, the development of a person.
Right.
Bigger than basketball, how she loves to see her girls go on and just do great things in life. And now she can't coach, but she's still going to stay around to, I guess, life coach or be in the program to continue to raise these girls. Man, she's a great human being.
I hope she does some broadcasting. You know, I think she's very good when she comes on the radio. Amy Audibert, you know, played at UM, and she's an excellent broadcaster. I hope Katie does some broadcasting, whether it's WNBA, college, you know, women's college basketball with Caitlin Clark, really was on the radar in a way that it hadn't been in the longest time. So I think there's myriad broadcasting opportunities for her.
I heard yesterday somebody, and by the way, I would love to hear her on the call, even doing some of the men's college hoops games on ACC Network, her and Joe Zagacki, I think. That'd be cool. I heard somebody yesterday, speaking of Caitlin Clark, compare what she's done, and not just her, but Angel Reese, this new tandem of women's basketball players, specifically in the college game, compare what they've done for the women's college basketball game right now, women's basketball in general, to like Magic and Bird, the way that they launched the NBA back in the 80s. Now, I know you hear that on the surface and you think it's a wild comparison.
It's not, though.
But I'd argue it's not. It happens
it's
to be
not,
a good one.
It's really not. In fact, they're talking about new rights fees for the WNBA. But, yeah, you get Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese in the WNBA. Like, you want to be able to root for personalities. To me, the Bird-Magic comparison is so right on. Because when they were in college, was it Michigan State and Indiana where they were, and then went to the NBA, and it got to continue that. Yeah, it just creates it creates the storyline.
But is it social media because of the fact that Dana Taurasi, Candace Parker, they like I don't say they're better than Clark and Reese, but they're just as good. But it didn't catch it for them.
I don't know. I've never seen Caitlin Clark. I've never seen anyone do anything on a women's basketball court. I mean, Caitlin Clark, Steph Curry. Like, you're seeing stuff that you had never seen before.
But just
before.
Those All-Star Hall of Fame women of the past that were great, what, Rebecca Lobo and those people. It seems like, and I'm with you.
Game changers, though.
These girls mean more than those players did.
The game changers come around very few and far between. which is why Steph Curry, to me, like there's so many great basketball players. Steph Curry, though, is a game changer. Just didn't see anything like him before.
Caitlin Clark special.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.